all salespeople, calling all salespeople. Get prepared for a slim, bald-headed brother with skills, wearing a tailored suit, polished shoes, and gold watch. Last seen in Atlanta, boarding a plane, on his way to do another training. Sales pros, tighten up.
What's going on, sales pros? We are back for another episode of the Sales is Simple podcast. This is episode 37. Can you believe it's already been 37 episodes of content that we've been discussing, talking about selling, how to be more professional, how to connect with our clients, building rapport? This has been a phenomenal ride so far. So I want to thank you, first of all, for listening to another episode. Today, we're going to be talking about confidence, being confident, and what confident can do. So the title of this episode is Confidence Sales. To get started, I want you guys to understand that people buy you before they buy what you're selling. Now, if you've been in sales for any amount of time, you understand that this is not a novel concept. I'm not giving you any kind of groundbreaking theory here. This is not rocket science. We're not talking about something that you've never heard before. But we are talking about this in the context of confidence and being confident, because you have to realize that people are really interested in you before they are interested in whatever it is you have to sell. Now, they may not come right out and tell you, I want you to sell me, or I want to size you up before I have anything, start listening to anything that you have to say. But we do know that first impressions are important. How we carry ourselves is important. How we speak, our tone, our body language, all of that is important. And we subconsciously know that that's important because we realize that the customer is sizing us up. We've already understood that there's a stigma involved with selling. We realize that people look at us a certain way. When we say the word salesperson, or they have to deal with a salesperson, they already have some kind of preconceived notion on how that interaction is going to be. So it's up to us to really confidently sell ourselves before we talk about selling the product, selling what we have to offer to them. Because if you can't sell you, the only weapon you have, the only ammunition that you have is price. Okay? As we go through the Sales is Simple process and we talk about setting ourselves apart, first of all, that's the main reason why I put that first and why we talk about that. Because there has to be something about you that makes the customer say, I want to at least listen to what they have to say. I want to at least set an appointment with them. I want to at least give them the time of day. I want to take this transaction to the next level, go forward with the next step, because this person has portrayed themselves 100% as a professional, and this is somebody I can do business with. Okay, so you really have to be confident in selling you. Know what your strengths are, capitalize on those, and use those to get the customer through the process. If your strength is humor, if your strength is a good smile, if your strength is really connecting with the customer, if your strength is whatever it is, use that to build confidence in what's going to happen throughout the rest of the transaction. Okay, so there's a couple different definitions or parallels that I want to kind of talk about as we talk about confidence. And one would be confidence versus cockiness. Okay, that's a very fine line. And when people have a vision of salespeople and they get that bad taste in their mouth and they realize, I got to start dealing with a salesperson, the reason they have that is because they're thinking about dealing with that cocky salesperson versus the confident salesperson. I want to be very clear that nobody hates a confident salesperson. They prefer a confident salesperson. They want to deal with a confident salesperson. What they don't want to deal with is somebody who is cocky, somebody who thinks they know it all. So I want to kind of just define these two real quick in my own terms so you understand where I'm coming from, the differences between confidence and cockiness. So confidence basically says that I know because I have experience in this field and I know how it's going to make your life better. So let me repeat that. Confidence says, I know because I have experience in this area and I know that it's going to make your life better. When you can get that across to a customer, they don't have any problem moving forward with the transaction. On the flip side, cockiness says, I know because I'm smarter than you. Okay? And customers don't want to hear that. They don't want to feel that. They don't want to get in interaction and get into a transaction, get involved with somebody who feels like that they are better than the person they're trying to sell. We both know, or we all know somebody on both ends of that spectrum. Okay? We know people who can kind of go in and out of that. All right? But what I'm talking about is just having a all-out demeanor of confidence versus an all-out demeanor of being cocky. You have to really separate the two. There's no room for being cocky in sales because, again, it's going to perpetuate the stereotype. It's going to give us all a bad name. And it's really going to sour the interaction that you have with the client. So make sure that you're confident. You let them know that the reason I know this is because I have experience in it. And I know that when we get done and I present it to you, you'll see why it's going to be a benefit to you. Now, for those of you who have not been selling long, okay, and long is a relative term, okay, it could be you've only been selling for a week. It could be you've only been selling for 2 years. It can only be mean you've only been selling for 5 years. Depending on the industry you're in, there's a certain amount of time we've talked about in previous episodes when you've got that 10,000 hours, okay, if you are working a full-time job, basically 40 hours a week, it's going to take you about 5 years to get to that expert status, have those 10,000 hours under your belt. If you are in, like I was in the car business, where you're working 10, 12 hours a day, you may get that expert status in 2 or 3 years. I'm not saying that you can't learn anything after that, but you've got so much experience at that point that you can confidently talk to a customer and let them know, I've seen this, I've been there, I've helped another client in your exact situation. That's what a customer wants to know. They want to know and be sure that you understand what they're going through, how to solve their problem, or how to make their lives better. So that's the difference between being confident and being cocky. Another parallel that I want to kind of bring to your attention and define it in a way that I want to define it is assertiveness versus aggressiveness. They kind of line up with confidence and cockiness. Okay, let me start with being aggressive, because again, that's what a lot of people think about when they hear salespeople. Oh, salespeople are aggressive. They're in your face. They're pushy. You know, they call me all day long. They're constantly, you know, bombarding me with this and that and the third. Okay, being aggressive is really not a place in sales for being aggressive. Okay, but there is absolutely nothing wrong with being assertive. Okay, this line is even finer than the confidence versus cockiness line, because aggressiveness is really turning the customer off completely. I mean, when you get into a situation where you're being aggressive, you're getting to a point where you're almost pissing the customer off. Okay. Aggressiveness and cockiness kind of line up with each other, because if you're being aggressive, then you're really not thinking about the needs of the customer. You're more thinking about what's important to you. You're more thinking about how much I'm going to get paid off this deal. You're thinking about what's going to happen after the customer says yes, instead of focusing on what you need to do to get the customer to say yes. So on the flip side, being assertive is not taking no for an answer, but letting the customer know why you shouldn't be taking no for an answer, or why they shouldn't be saying no in the first place. Okay? There should not be a time when a customer is giving you any kind of kickback, all right, where they are being assertive to you or aggressive to you, where you can't be assertive back. Okay. Customers, believe it or not, feel confidence from their salesperson when that salesperson is assertive. Okay. I'll give you a prime example. If you are trying to sell a customer something, okay, and they give you an objection or a stall, okay, customers respect a salesperson who doesn't just take no for an answer, that they actually try to overcome the objection, that they want to proceed with the sale. Because if think about it, if I'm confident that what I have to offer is going to be in your best interest, then if you tell me you don't want it, I don't want to accept that, because I've just spent the first part of this transaction trying to explain to you that what I have to offer is going to make your life better, is going to save you money, is going to cause you less headache and pain than what you're currently going through, whatever it's going to do for that customer. And if you tell me you don't want it, and I just say, okay, well, just let me know if you change your mind, or here's my card, give me a call, then you just told a customer that everything you just said up until this point was BS. Because if you're really confident in what you have to offer, you will continue to pursue that customer and figure out a way to make it work for them. So you want to be assertive and not be aggressive. A telltale sign to a customer that you are not assertive is if you are very passive, okay? If your voice is cracking, if you're talking real low, if you're not making eye contact, if everything within your body language, your voice inflection, your tone is saying to them, please buy. I hope that you buy. Will you please sign here? Okay. That doesn't get you a deal. Now, of course, there are some times when your offering or your company is so much better than the competition that you almost can't miss the sale. Okay. But I'm talking about those times when it's up to you as a salesperson to differentiate yourself from the competition, differentiate your offering from the competition, differentiate your pricing structure, your company, differentiate everything that you're going to do from the other competitors. And if you can't do that assertively, then you're going to lose the deal. Okay. And if you happen to make the deal, you're not going to get all the money that you are trying to get for it, because the customer, they're just like kids and they're just like pets. Okay. You think about a dog can sense weakness. And if they sniff out weakness and they're aggressive, they're going to eat you alive. Customers are the same way. People, human beings are the same way. They can sense when there's somebody in front of them who doesn't know what they're talking about, who's not confident in what they're talking about, who's not assertive, or is too aggressive or cocky in what they're saying. Okay. Now, of course, we have to move between a lot of different personalities. So when you have somebody who's a little bit more assertive, then you have to be a little bit more assertive. You have somebody who talks a little faster, who talks a little louder, then of course you want to mirror that, because you don't want them to feel like they have got the upper hand on you. Prime example, okay? We all know the difference between people who come from up north versus people who come from down south. There's just a difference in the pace between somebody from, say, New York versus somebody from, say, South Carolina, okay? There's a lot slower pace down south. People move slower. They talk slower. They're used to moving at a slower pace. People up north, they move a lot faster. There's a lot more hustle and bustle. They talk louder. They talk faster. And if you were just putting somebody from New York versus somebody that came from South Carolina, and you put them in a situation together, it's going to appear on the surface that the person from New York has the upper hand, because they're talking louder, they're talking faster, they're over-talking the person. So you get my drift, okay? So that person from South Carolina is going to have to work extra hard to get ahead and stay in control of the situation. Not control the customer, but stay in control of the situation. So you have to be assertive in everything you do in sales. You have to be assertive in your follow-up. You have to be assertive in making sure that you can overcome the objections. You have to be assertive in getting the appointment and coming back and rescheduling the appointment. If they don't show up, if they're late, you have to keep working. All right. Work at it. Be assertive. You're not being aggressive. All right. You hear stories about people saying, I don't want to give you my number because I don't want you to keep calling me all the time. That's the same premise. There's a difference between being consistent, and there's a difference between being pushy. All right. If you are constantly calling them 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 times a day, that's overboard. But if you are calling them every day or every other day or every 2 days or however the schedule makes sense for you and that customer, there's nothing wrong with that. Okay. So make sure you're being assertive, not aggressive. So having confidence means that you can control the process. I've said this time and time again, and I want everybody to get this. You're not controlling the customer. You're not controlling people. You're controlling the process. So if a customer gets you off kilter from what you are used to doing. And if your process says I got to do A, B, C, and D, and you do A and B, and they try to get you to D, then you can control the process and only do that if you're confident. And if you're confident in, first of all, your ability. You have to be confident in the ability that you have. You have to be confident in your experience, confident in the training that you have, confident that you are the best option for that customer. Whether it is you comparing yourself to the other people in your company or a competitor outside the company. Think about your confidence in your ability to be the best option for that client. All right. Second thing I want you to be confident in is you have to be confident in your company. If you're working for a company that is always got you on end, you're always pissed off, you're always upset, there's issues with your pay, you don't like the product, whatever the case is, there's always issues with your manager. Okay. It's tough to be confident because you're going to have to deal with some crap behind the scenes, and naturally you're going to bring that into the interaction with the customer. So make sure that you're confident in the company you're selling for. And if you're not, go back to the previous episode that I had, which was episode 21, that said, are you considering a change in sales? If you're working for the wrong company, then it might be time to consider a change in sales. Okay. So the third thing I want you to be confident in is your offering, your actual product or your service that you're selling to the customer and trying to get them to say yes to and pay you for. If you're not confident in the offering that you have to give them, if you're not confident in that product, that car, that boat, that motorcycle, you're not confident in that service, that package that you have, you're not going to get the deal, okay? So make sure that you're confident in what you have to offer. And then the final thing I want you to be confident in is be confident in your promises, okay? Whatever you say to the customer that you're going to do, be confident that you can get it done, that you have the tools to get it done, and that you have the will to get it done, okay? If you let the customer know I'm going to be there at a certain time and you don't have a car to get there, don't tell them that, all right? Or if you know that you may have another appointment that's going to bump up against that one, don't tell them that you're going to be there at a certain time. You have to be confident in everything that you're telling the customer, because again, keep in mind, guys, we're talking about sales as a profession, the entire sales industry. I'm not talking about you selling what you sell and worrying about you and just thinking about you, yourself, and your family. I'm talking about thinking about this from the totality's point where we are all in a sales industry that is a profession. And unless we take it seriously and treat it as a profession, we will always have that stigma of being pushy, of being aggressive, of being cocky, of not listening to our customers, about always trying to do what's best for us, okay? So that's today's episode, guys. I wanted to give you a lot of information today as quickly as possible, talking about confidence and why it's important to you, why it's important to your customer, how it can increase your revenue, increase your closing percentage, and make your life just that much easier, okay? Again, Tamon Jamison, host of your Sales is Simple podcast. Make sure that you share this. If you have not, please make sure to go ahead and rate and review the podcast. This information is not just for you, but it's for the entire sales industry. And the more people rate it, the more people review it, the easier it is to be searched by other salespeople. They can find it. They can get this information as well. If you have not had a chance to go to the Sales is Simple Facebook group, we are going to be launching some new things, kind of going in a different direction. And what I mean by that is just some more content, some different types of content, some more specific content will be coming down the pipe. So make sure that you go to the Sales is Simple Facebook group, request entry there, start getting engaged, start meeting the other members so that you can learn more, bounce ideas off each other, ask questions, things of that nature. Thank you again for another 20 minutes or so. Look forward to hearing some success stories from you. And always remember, the best way to get what you want is by giving others what they want.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.